Now, Oldham Athletic Football Club has still not made an announcement about the future of the footballer and convicted rapist, Ched Evans. The sports pundits are saying there's an 80% chance he will be offered a job at the club. Two sponsors have withdrawn their support for Oldham, and some 62,000 people have signed a petition saying he should not be signed. So what message would be sent out if he were hired to play for a club with a profile in League One? I'm joined by the journalists Hadley Freeman from The Guardian and Sarah Vine from The Daily Mail. Sarah, why are you in favour of his rehabilitation?
Because I think it's possibly the lesser of two evils. I think that there's no question. I mean, you know, the first thing to say is we would rather not be having this conversation. The second thing to say is that what he did was repulsive. I mean, taking advantage of a young girl, you know, who's very drunk in that way, is not something that is in any way acceptable. I think, though, that the alternative, I mean, is for him to not work, which presumably would lead to him either becoming a burden. I mean, I know his father-in-law is very rich, but, you know, he needs to have a job. And I think that this is a question about whether or not you believe that people should be rehabilitated after they've committed a crime. The big issue is, I mean, if he had stolen a car or, you know, property, I think we wouldn't be having this conversation. The fact is, he's committed a very unpleasant moral crime. A sex crime is, you know, one of the most unpleasant things you can do. And I think that is what we need to talk about here. And I think the FA in particular need to get involved, and they need to set some parameters because they've had issues before like this.
Now, Hadley, the club says he's served his time, he should be treated like any other offender and rehabilitated. Why do you oppose that idea?
Rehabilitation is not a one-way thing. It's not just about reintegration into society. It's the person, having committed the crime, accepting what he's done, learning from it. To be reintegrated into society, there has to be a tacit understanding from the criminal that he will not commit that crime again. Ched Evans has never denied that he was in that room. It's not like they're saying that the police got the wrong person. He fully admits he was there. He doesn't understand that what he did was rape. The judge and the jury decided it was rape. They said it was rape. It was rape. He still insists it wasn't. He insists his innocence. He has not taken a stand against his supporters who have slandered the victim, have set up a website offering £10,000 for information about her that will prove Ched Evans' innocence. He has not spoken out against this. He's not spoken out against the trolls who have forced his victim to have to change her identity 5 times. She's not able to see her family anymore because she's had to go into hiding. He has not stood up against any of that. He has not stood up against the slandering of the victim, and he has not accepted that what he did was rape.
Now, there is a very strong opposition to his being rehabilitated. Mm. The big petition that's been signed, people going around with a red card to rape. What about the fact that he's a footballer, and that a message is going to be sent out if he's seen on the pitch again, and to be admired as a striker?
Yeah, I mean, obviously that is part of this whole debate, because footballing in general is the football world is very soft on people who behave badly, and, you know, tolerates all kinds of stuff that actually really shouldn't be tolerated. But I think what we must just remember is that you can't have a legal system which punishes people through the prison system and then prohibits them from then reintegrating back into society. I actually agree with Hadley. I think that this is wonderful. He has an opportunity here to say, I'll take this job, I'll do this job, I will donate my salary to, you know, a rape crisis. You know, he could do something good. He could really do something good with this. He could say, I'm going to carry on playing. I am actually ashamed of what I did. The debate of, you know, he has been convicted of rape. And even if technically he might try and, you know, contest that, the fact is that what he did was despicable.
He has only served 2.5 years of a 5-year sentence.
And he's out on
license. Has he done his time?
He's not done his time. No. And I would also add that the idea that the choice is between him being a footballer and doing nothing is ridiculous. There are other jobs he could do. I also feel very strongly that what should also be looked at here is the law. It's ridiculous that pedophile, that so many paedophiles and sexual offenders, rape and rapists, get shorter sentences than white-collar criminals. That is ridiculous. True. But that does not mean that football itself lives in some kind of moral vacuum. It's very easy for us to sit here and go, oh, well, football has no judgment. It allows footballers who've said racist things or have killed people in drunk driving incidents to come back. Football actually does have a moral compass. As my colleague David Kahn pointed out in The Guardian earlier this week, you know, Ched Evans wouldn't be allowed to own a football club by being a sex offender. He would not be deemed a fit and proper person. And yet they're allowing him to play for a football club. Makes no sense. And I also do agree that footballers shouldn't be held up as idols. Parents should be saying to their kids, this guy is not an idol. But the truth is, as much as football says that, I've been to football games, it's the football clubs that make these guys idols because it's very lucrative for them. They can then sell posters and t-shirts with these guys' names on them in their faces.
And Sarah, what about the victim? I mean, Hadley pointed out that the suffering that she has had since the attack that she suffered. I understand she's had to move house 5 times. Mm. She should never have been identified.
No, absolutely not. No.
And Ched Evans has never spoken out against his fans who have done that.
Yeah. No, I mean he has a lot to answer for, but you know, the point is he could, if he wanted to, use his opportunity to make reparations towards her and to change the culture. I mean, the culture of football, I've been to football matches, it's inherently sexist. The language you hear, the attitudes you see, you know, it's a bigger issue than just one man and his, you know, appalling behaviour. And I think the reason we're talking about this and the reason it's so important to talk about this is because it allows us to explore other aspects of football and of the culture that exists within football. I think that, you know, he could really use this as an opportunity to make reparation. I don't want to see him just get away with it scot-free. But I think the scrutiny on him, and if we keep up enough pressure, something interesting and good could come out of this.
But what's more important, giving him a job or saying, no, we will not glorify a rapist?
Well, he doesn't need a job.
He's got, you know, he's got a very wealthy father-in-law, as Sarah said. His father-in-law has also offered to Oldham Club to his fiancée's father, has offered to compensate Oldham Club for any sponsorship they lost. So he essentially bought his way back into this football club. You know, I really do stress, you know, when people say, well, should his life be ruined? He served his time. You know, a man's life is not ruined by not being able to play football. And also, there are plenty of other jobs that wouldn't accept a sex offender back. And I agree with Sarah. You know, he could do so much good if he stood up and said, I made a mistake. I'm going to donate all my money to Women's Aid. That would be amazing. Fact is, he hasn't done that. He's not going to do that. He has allowed his victim to continue to be slandered and to protest his innocence.
Hadley Freeman, Sarah Vine, there we must leave it. Thank you both very much indeed.